When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're back.
Oh, hey.
Hello. Welcome back to the B-List, guys. I'm B. It's been a minute. Took a couple trips. Good to be back. And let's get things kicked off. I've got a special guest here. It's like our sixth time here, but he's always a blast when he's here. He is kind of like the housewives whisperer. He's a good friend of mine. It's always good to catch up with him on here. It's Steven Krugel. You guys know him as Faces by Bravo on Instagram, Twitter, all of that. What's going on?
You know what? I got terrified when I saw your red hat.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, it scares people, but you know what? I love it.
I was like, okay, we got a red hat and we got white letters. And I know that man is not wearing that hat.
Yeah, no. I mean, I feel like I can do it because I would get, like, who would... Why would I, of all people, right?
I know.
Exactly.
But I immediately saw, I'm like, what in the hell?
No. I hate Taylor Swift.
That is so insane.
Like, that's actually one of my things this week. That's on my list this week.
That's one of your favorites?
I love that. Because I'll just get that right out of the way, guys. Right out of the way, one of my favorite things this week is, I hate him, but it's Donald Trump's tweet about hating Taylor Swift because he's in a full-on meltdown mode spiral. Taylor Swift has endorsed Kamala Harris, which, by the way, were you surprised by her endorsement or what were your
I was shocked that she had not done it earlier, to be honest, but I also wasn't like expecting anything. I wasn't going to hold her feet to the fire if she didn't, but I just expected her to do it earlier. What I found odd is just like sort of the timing, because I felt like she was getting heat about it, you know? And I'm like, maybe she did intend on waiting until after the debate to do it this whole time, but it just felt weird. Like it was almost like she was being pressured to do it.
You know what? My opinion on that is, and I saw a lot of people kind of saying, why now? And I feel like her album drops that this was very timed. I thought it was really kind of smart to do it kind of late in the game, because I think especially when you talk about like young people, young voters, they may see the endorsement, go out and register, and in 2 months down the road, completely not show up. I think early voting has already began in some places. Yeah. So it's kind of smarter to do it right on the cusp of that, so that you really get that engagement.
I think it was smart.
I think it's and if anything, I think like she'll probably do some events. Beyonce will probably come out later in the game, even, which seems pretty late, but I think just in terms of like getting people to be actionable about things, I think it's smarter.
It's so smart to do it closer to the time, because you're right, people will they'll forget.
I'm no Swifty.
Neither am I.
Don't get me twisted, y'all.
I'm not
a Swiftie.
I'm not signing up for that.
Nope. But if you listen to this podcast, you know that I have a respect for her as a songwriter, because the song's hit. You can't deny. I'm not a hater.
She is a brilliant songwriter. The voice ain't for me.
It's beautiful gowns.
Yes.
Beautiful gowns. But hey, if you're on Team Coconut, I'm with you. It is what it is. So I love that this week. He's spiraling. I mean, that debate was The debate was
Sir,
great.
Did you get some information from your team that you just were not expecting?
Yeah.
Yes, literally. Because, like,
the internal polling was not polling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, one of my favorite things right now, well, I have three, and I guess it's not this week necessarily, but it is in the recent Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. That is one
okay.
of
So I'm
my,
glad you brought this up. Okay, good.
Yes.
So you
Obsession.
binged it all, right?
I literally watched it in one sitting.
Okay,
Like,
so I'm
right
going to be on the.
When it came out, literally.
I'm going to be on the opposite end of this from you, though. I tried. We talked about this the other day.
I
So,
know.
Guys, I'm so sorry. I feel like every time someone comes on this podcast, like, you got to watch something. You got to watch something. I feel like so whack because I'm like, I try it and I never like it. I didn't. I tried to get through the first episode. Y'all, it just doesn't hit for me. I was zooming out, like, I was on TikTok. It just didn't move me. But you know what it
I
is,
am
Stephen?
shook.
I think for our love of SLC, and we're going to get to SLC because I want to, towards the end of this, I want to talk all about that first episode, which is, we're going to get to it. But going back,
Amazing.
knowing that we're going to have an entire season of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, which is, come on, unless you're dumb and deaf and blind, whatever.
You better be
that
watching.
you better be watching, and that's, you know, the best housewife show. But I can't believe that they're airing at the same time because I can't imagine watching that and this. But I guess they,
because it's dropped all at once,
yeah,
though,
that's
you
true.
can,
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Literally I watched it in a day.
I also kind of like hate that they're stealing a little bit of the shine from this. So, like, they're kind of taking, I don't know,
Well,
the same
I would
angle.
also say, I would argue that Salt Lake has now become like a mine of, and so there's a new show coming out, like a real estate show or something in Salt Lake, on Bravo, I believe. So, and I don't know if we ever talked about this on here,
is
but
that going to
you
be
know,
under the Million Dollar Listings?
I have no idea. I just saw that there was something coming, I guess.
I'm not really into the real estate shows.
Neither am I.
No, I don't really.
I'm only selling Sunset. And I'm into selling
people
Sunset.
Love those people, listen, people love those. Shout out to
but
Nick,
like
my friend
million
Nick was a
dollar
producer
listing.
on some of those, but I just doesn't hit for me.
Yeah,
but
but I
you
don't
know
know
what,
if I
I'm
ever
difficult
told
these days. I
Well,
really
I
am.
will
Like, if it's
say,
not the news or like Housewives, I'm hard. Like, I don't
and
know.
even with Housewives, I feel like I'm getting a little critical, and maybe it's just I don't
We're
even know
gonna
if I'm
get into
getting
it.
critical, but or I'm just not being fed what I need to be fed. But what I was gonna say though about Salt Lake, and I don't know if we ever talked about this on here, but you know, the only reason why Salt Lake became a thing is because of Mary Cosby.
Oh, yeah, she was the one who
Yeah,
started it,
she was the
essentially.
one. So, like, I think it's not that they're stealing anyone's shine. I feel like they've just found
There's
like
just
a
been a
gold
mine of,
mine, and there's just so much to offer from
Salt Lake
that city.
City's kind of the new Atlanta.
Yeah,
It's like when
it.
Atlanta, Real Housewives of Atlanta came out, then all of a sudden
Yeah.
Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, then all these
Yeah,
other shows popped up.
that's
So
so
it kind of,
true.
it is that. I mean, it's,
Yeah,
yeah.
kind of like a
Someone,
Jersey Shore, Jerseylicious, like all of that in that Jersey era. Yeah.
Someone said the other day, I forget where it was on Twitter. Someone said, what is the white Atlanta? And someone said Nashville. I was like, yes. Just like real, real
That
messy.
is
I was like, yes,
absolutely,
absolutely. Yeah.
absolutely.
Which, by the way, we
Oh.
need a Real Housewives of Nashville. You said once they were casting there or something. Yeah.
There was
There was something.
something coming out in the, like, there was some sort of like country. So what's her name? Jana or something, Decker, something, some
Yeah.
girl. She was like, there was like
I don't know
casting
about
of
all that white
something.
messy,
Yeah.
Hawk
She's like,
Tua and all them crazy
apparently,
bitches. Y'all got all them Hawk Tua and Crystal Cavallaris
Hawktua.
and whatnot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did
I
you
can't
see
keep
the
up.
conspiracy theory on Hawktua
Oh,
girl? It was
no,
insane on Twitter.
no, no.
Someone was saying she was, actually, I don't even want to get into it. It
Yeah,
is so
I can't give
insane.
it down that rabbit
Yeah, I'm
hole.
not gonna go down that rabbit hole. I give that. Yeah. My other thing I'm obsessed with right now is Anna Delvey's ankle bracelet
Okay,
for
yeah. Is
her
it
Dancing
bedazzled
with the
or?
Stars.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The you know, the girl that literally
Yeah.
frauded every, yeah, they
Yeah.
literally, she has her fucking ankle bracelet in her cast photo. That's
Oh my
incredible.
God. So, where is America at? Like, if ever there's like a marker of where American society or how far down the toilet bowl American society is, just watch Dancing with the Stars. Sean Spicer. Who else? Well, Rudy Giuliani was dressed as a giant sized chicken on what's the Masked Singer? All those fucking shows.
But Luann was on The Masked Singer and Slade.
Yeah, Wendy Williams.
Oh, yes. Candy Burris did that too, I think, right?
She was. I was
Didn't
gonna
she
say
win?
One more thing. Oh, I don't know. I don't watch those.
No.
But
yeah, I don't either. But I remember seeing her their performances.
I was gonna say something about before I lose it. Dancing with the Stars. Dancing with the Stars. Oh, it's just like a random thing on Basketball Wives, which I have not watched this new season. Sorry,
neither
Jonathan.
have
Well, he's probably not watching it either. But I saw a clip of it on Twitter, and that's all I really need these days, because just
right.
the fight clips, that's it.
Yeah.
And this woman, Brooke, they're fighting on like where else but in Cabo on some girls' trip. And she's like, this bitch dressed like Dancing with the Stars, that Dancing with the Stars dress. She's like, I showed that bitch what it's really like to dance with a star. I was like, what are you talking about?
I the oh only thing God. That I've seen with Basketball Wives recently, and it was in the on Twitter, something with Jackie Christie
being a
like,
prostitute.
Yes, I'm like, wait, what?
Yes, I love it. Sex work is still work, people.
Yes, come on, let her live her life, whatever.
Come and on, all those women were looking for shoes. Come on, let's be real. Yeah,
I mean,
this is
Basketball
why I love them.
Wives OG, just so good, so
unmatched,
good.
Unmatched.
And my third obsession, I don't think you're going to love. I have a feeling. The Phaedra Sans that we've been in. I am just.
Wait, I don't dislike Phaedra.
I know you
but
don't
I get,
dislike I her.
I get, I
I've
dislike her as a
tweets.
Housewife.
Yeah. I was gonna say,
Wait,
I've
what did I say?
Tweets.
I've seen some choice.
I've
me?
Seen some things on the
For
Twitter.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, no.
It
You
was
were
like.
Tweeting.
Just
you were
because
blogging.
You've been. I've been known to be on the Twitter. This is Huger.
Yeah.
You said something like, just because she can doesn't mean she should, aka like coming back
yeah,
to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I was like, sir, I need you to log off. Log off.
I caught a little
We
heat
are in
from
an
that.
Era
I do from
right
time
now.
To time. No, listen, I love Phaedra. Like, don't get it twisted, but I just don't think I think that the show has moved to it's the same thing as like Jill Zarin. I love Jill and what she's given.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Do
I
not
think that the
tarnish
show,
the name of Phaedra Parks Esquire, please.
I just feel like the show has kind of changed the way that it is filmed and the way that it moves and the dynamics to a place that like that kind of housewife, it's we need a little more real.
Yeah.
Like also Phaedra's changed so much. Like Phaedra is very much a like a reality, like a competition show type of, she needs 4 hours of glam. She likes to have the rehearsed reads. We've gotten to a place with Housewives where we want them to be kind of Shannon Bador, train wreck, messed up, like not too rehearsed. Do you know what I mean? I feel like Phaedra is like a little, she's great at Traitors because that's what it calls for. That's why that season was so amazing.
But I
that's
also
just my
think
personal
she's a
opinion.
Confessional queen, though. Like I
she
love
is.
watching
She
her
is. But
confessionals. You know.
I think that there's. But I would even argue that there's housewives that are great at both.
Sure, I
I
agree.
think that Tamra is great at confessionals and great on the ground.
Yeah.
I would say Jennifer Aiden is also someone who can do that too. You know what I mean? You get where I'm
totally.
going. Yeah.
And
although I'm not saying it's Jennifer Aiden. Have you heard anything about Jersey?
I'm not
speaking of
definitely not attaching myself to that pony because
Ooh, no.
This year was wild. Anyway, I agree. I actually agree with you. I'm interested to see Phaedra on Atlanta to see if she's able to bring back her reality, like Housewives. Like, I think she's good on the ground. She was in the past. I could see like her maybe not being so good, but I want to give her that opportunity and like her only being really fire in confessionals. But I want to see if that is prove me wrong, essentially, you know?
My whole vibe about Atlanta right now is Atlanta, you in danger, girl. No, it's just like the vibe is that like I feel like people are getting fired last minute. They're bringing people in. And I've in the past, I found that when people are added to a show this late in the game, it means that they're freaking out and they need someone to come in and save it. And it just never
ends up.
And
that's why I think like
the last time Atlanta had to do this was when NeNe came in that one season with Kim Fields. Didn't even help that. Tried to help her learn how to read.
Hold on now. Hold on. Season 8 and 9. Oh, Those are some of my favorite
Oh
seasons.
God.
I know.
Oh.
That's when Sheree was like so good. Sheree was so
Yeah.
good those seasons. Anyhow, yeah, but those are the things I'm obsessed with.
Before we get into other stuff, what else was your take on Atlanta right now? Are you worried? You just like,
I am worried because,
yeah.
as you said, like
And
we're
I've
in a
heard too
new and
much.
different. Oh, see, I haven't like heard much.
Oh, see, I'm
It's
on
just
Black Twitter, so it's a
more.
little different over here.
Oh.
So it's like every, like,
Well,
they literally be
so.
like, Phaedra had this for lunch today. It's like literally play by play by play. I'm like, why do I
I've
know
seen all that
everything?
stuff on Twitter, but I don't know what to believe. Like, you know what I mean? I read a lot of that stuff and I'm like, well, is that someone who like knows, or is it? I feel like there's a lot of people that love to put shit out just to see what sticks, and like it has no basis whatsoever, you know? My worry about it is similar to you, where, but like when you said like it's in a new era and all of that, I'm like, it feels like they're, it's kind of not, because they like had to bring Cynthia and like Phaedra back, you know, Shamia, which I love Shamia, so I'm excited to see her as full time, but I don't know, I just feel like, and I feel like the new girls are just doing too much online,
Like really weird.
girl,
Like,
y'all just got here, like let me get excited for you. I don't know.
It's weird
So
vibes.
also, what the hell were those women wearing at the finale filming? Did you see?
Everybody
Like,
looked
no,
terrible.
they looked horrible. I'm like, who, what is this?
And
What am
then
I
I
looking
was
at?
seeing tweets from people that were on the ground there, and they were like, when you smoking weed in the girls' bathroom at the chair at the kids' the children's fundraiser. I was like, this is so fucking, I hate this so much for us. I
I'm
hate this.
dead. I am
But we
so
shall see,
dead.
people. We shall see.
I want to give it like the fair shot that I'm not really giving to Potomac right now.
Oh, well, let me we'll get right into that. Okay, wait. So I'll tell you two things that I'm into right now, and then we'll get into obviously the debate. The debate, amazing. The faces.
You, this
Former
former
president,
president,
this former president,
like the fact that
she's a
Wanda
comedian.
Sykes literally was like,
You're
we
not,
literally got to see this woman call him a motherfucker
fucking
without
without
calling
calling
him a
him a motherfucker.
motherfucker.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
Beautiful. Amazing.
Amazing.
And when she threw the, you got fired by 81 million people.
And you're having a hard time coping with that. You're coming to the
Oh.
reality. I was like, she's a comedian and people
She's
really
so
don't
good.
understand that about her.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. And again, nobody with any eyes, ears, or
It's
that
weird
has
to
a
me
brain
that
can tell me that.
people are still complaining about like they want more from her, as far as like, I understand that there's people need more like policy stuff, but like compared to her competitor who can give you nothing, how are we still like thinking about that? Like, oh, well, yeah, I still want to hear more of what she plans to do. Well, she's able to like give at least some.
Well, that's just racism and sexism baked
Right,
together into one. Yeah, that's
totally.
all it is.
It's infuriating.
She's gonna win, though.
I know.
She's
I
gonna
have
win.
full faith. Full faith.
My other thing is, I never thought I'd be here, ever.
Uh-oh.
I kind of hate
I'm
saying
worried.
this. Don't be. It's Sabrina Carpenter is it's a great album. I didn't know anything about this girl. I still really
I
don't know
still don't
anything
know
about this.
anything about.
They said she's a Disney girl. I was like, she's a Disney. I don't know. But the album fucking hits. No
Maybe I need to
skips.
listen.
No skip. Maybe like one skip out of, but like I had it playing in the backyard. I was upstate a couple weeks ago. It was just Blair and I was laying out in the backyard. It was great. There's a song called Bed Kim, which I'm sure you've heard. It's been all over,
I probably have heard it and
it
I
sounds
don't
like
realize
90s
I've heard it.
R&B.
Yeah.
It's full of double entendres. It's a very sexual song, real nasty. She's talking about sucking
Yes.
dick. It's great. I love it for her.
Okay,
Good for
now
her.
I'm gonna be queuing that up.
It's very like she's dipping in and out of all these different styles of like Ariana. Then she does like more of a rock. It's like
That's fun.
and usually like not. I love that like white girls are being white girls again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I like when I'm like not trying to date a black girl. Like, just like let white girls. That's what we need is a red hat. Like, let white girls be white girls.
White girls.
Just yes. Like I like it when they're like, you know what? We need her to, like, someone to get in their little Ashley Simpson bag and yes. Be like, wow, rock girl. Like at Avril Lavigne. Like, bring yes. Back white chicks.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. I loved like white chicks used to just be white. I loved it. It was so good.
Oh my God. That is amazing. Yes. I'm gonna cue that up now. I have not had any interest of listening to her, but
no, listen to Bad Kim at least, okay. And you'll be converted, trust me, because she's like rapping in it kind of low-key, and she doesn't even need rappers to rap with her on anything. It's real cute. I like it. Right. I like it.
You've sold
not
it.
Rapping like she's doing like a white girl version. Yeah, I can't explain it. You gotta, yeah. You gotta listen to it. Just listen to it.
I'm y'all, listen.
I never have, whenever I led y'all wrong. Don't answer. Okay,
never.
Good. Okay.
Except when you said Secret Lives of Mormon Wives was not it. Because I hate to tell you, that is the show of 2024 for me.
I'm allowed one wrong take every episode.
And I'll let that be it.
That's my rule here at two.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One thing that's annoying me right now, it's not on my list, but I was thinking about it before I got on here. And every time I log onto the internet, somehow I'm like seeing another interview from Chapel Roan.
Oh my God.
She's somebody who I just have really grown to like love every one of her songs. Like, I think she's so talented. Again, white girls being white girls. I love it. It's a white girl renaissance. I love it. But every time she opens her mouth, she is complaining about something. She's complaining about her fans. She's complaining about interviewers, the paparazzi. I'm like, just stop asking this girl questions because it's making me not like her music. Like, just
right. Yeah. And like, I get it. She's establishing boundaries for herself, all of that, whatever. But like, there's just something very, I don't know. And I'm not even a Chapel Road like fan or anything. I don't. But just what I'm seeing constantly, there's just putting like a negative taste because there's just no positive stuff that we're seeing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You in know these interviews. And it's like, maybe we should just let her do her thing. And like you said, stop asking this woman questions.
Beyonce doesn't even do interviews.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Just let the music speak for itself and stop fucking talking.
Amen. Yes.
You know,
yes.
If you don't want to talk to nobody, don't fucking talk to them. God
literally.
Damn.
Skip the red carpet.
Yeah. Let's get into what you wanted to talk about. I don't want to talk about it, but we'll talk about it.
Right?
And you know what's the crazy thing about it is I was not even hype for the trailer either. Like, I was just like, I knew that it was coming. It was like, it's more like what's the word I'm looking for? It's like tax season. It's like, oh God,
yes,
I gotta call my accountant again. And
yeah,
it's like, oh, again, Potomac, because I knew that it wasn't gonna be shit.
What's crazy is like, so I had to work, I work nights as a nurse, and that day, obviously I knew it was coming, and probably normally I would have like tried to wake up just to see it and then go right back to sleep or whatever.
Yeah.
I saw it like as I was arriving to work, I was like, oh, I forgot the Potomac trailer was dropping today.
Yeah.
And I watched it and I was like,
yeah, that's it.
Y'all put that together and release that.
Yeah,
someone actively chose this.
It just feels like they were really at a real fork, like a fork in the road. Are we going to continue to be great, or are we just going to kind of rest on our laurels and be just a basic housewife show? They used to push the envelope in terms of content and make content that no other Real Housewives cast could do. And that trailer felt like just like And
No
I'm not saying it
playing
from
with
a
me.
production, and it
Yeah.
doesn't even feel like a production thing. It feels like
No, 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 no.
everybody. It feels
Yeah,
like
no.
everybody's just kind of like, we don't really have a real focus anymore about what we want this
No.
show to really be about. And
Not
they
at
lost the
all.
sauce. So I just, but what was in it? Let's see. I'm trying to remember some.
Giselle
I
and
mean,
Wendy.
Giselle and Wendy being friends. Okay, cool. Because we knew that they were going to
Great. We
have to
need to
be
move forward. Yeah.
good.
I'm all about the moving forward, but it literally is like they're sucking each other's clits right now. And I'm like, okay, calm down. Like, you
We know
don't
this
need
is fake.
that.
Yeah, we don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
Yeah.
have an appropriate like
And I'm
space.
sorry, but Wendy being main, like main kind of a focus, it
Weird.
was a lot of Wendy in that trailer.
It's
I
weird
don't.
because I feel like last season was like the first time where I was really feeling like I've had my critiques of Wendy in the past, but I've always loved Wendy. Last season, I had a really hard time with like stuff with Wendy because I felt like NECA was trying to move forward at one at by the like you can dislike NECA all you want on for, as a viewer or whatever, but at the end of the day, she tried to move forward and kind of get past all this. And Wendy just like shut it down, and it was really and I don't know. I felt like it was in, it was hard to watch,
I wonder
and
if, yeah, I
I
wonder
feel
if we'll
like
look
for her
back.
coming back and like I think she was polarizing to a lot of the viewers, and coming back as a main is very odd to me, like.
I wonder if we will look back and say maybe it was Candace that should have stayed and Wendy that left. Even though Candace got really negative towards the end, I feel like it would have made more sense if she made up with Giselle because they actually were friends for several years. Wendy was friends with Giselle for one season and then it went wrong.
Literally, really,
So
literally.
I don't really know what the answer is. We didn't even address Karen's drinking until the last 30 seconds of the. I'm
Yeah.
like, that should have been right out the gate. The
And
pop.
trust, I love me some Mia Thornton as a I Mia's always lying, and I love watching her like literally have to figure out her lies. Like it's kind of like a Drew Sidora for me. I usually hate liars like on the show. But they're so funny to me because usually they're so like low stakes lies that I'm like, girl, why are you even lying about this? This is so dumb. But it also again feels like Mia's like being propped up higher than she should.
Yeah, for sure. She's being made a
Like an
centerpiece of that show.
anchor.
But
Yeah.
like she gives Basketball Wives to me. I don't know. It's something real off about it to me. Why are we having a paternity thing going on? It's just like it's giving Wii television. It's giving
Not WE TV.
like teal. I don't know what it is. It's
Yes.
just not for me.
WE
So you know
TV is where
what?
the housewives go to die after they get fired.
You
Like,
guys know that Karen is my mother,
she's like my favorite
raised
housewife.
me.
Yeah.
It pains me to say this. I really truly doubt I'll be watching this season. This might be the first time I will sit out an entire
You're on
season
your
of Housewives.
Amtrak doing your hair saying,
Yeah.
sorry,
Girls
Karen.
gotta do what a
I
girl's
gotta
gotta do.
go.
I'm just
Yep.
saying. I gotta find that fucking video. I always remember that every
It's
time
the only
it's
thing that
me on my
brings
way
me
to
joy
DC.
right now.
Me on my way to DC. Girls
Yes.
gotta do what a girl's gotta
Girls
do. I'm
gotta
just
do.
saying. And then a guy at the end, he's like, is that seat taken?
Yeah.
She's the coach. I'm obsessed.
I fucking love that woman more than anything.
Yeah, I really do, but man, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to
I mean,
do.
I'm gonna watch, obviously, because
You're gonna have
I
to let me
can't not.
know.
I'll
You're gonna have
let
to
you
let me
know.
know.
And if
It's up there with
anything, like
Dubai now. I'm just not watching that shit either.
which is also unfortunate because I do feel like season two was actually really good. I think it's up there with other housewives? No, but I really enjoyed this season of Dubai. And I feel like I think we're being robbed in a way of Dubai just because like Talene, this new girl, I felt like was such a incredible addition. Like I want to
Yeah, from what I
see,
saw of her, she'd be great as a
she was
Jersey housewife.
incredible.
From what
Yeah.
I've
And
seen, yeah,
then
she seems very
like
Jersey.
Lisa Milan, very Jersey. Lisa Milan, I think she's an incredible housewife. Ion, like she's individually, there's a lot of stars there, but them as a show, I just don't know if it's landing with people or if I don't know if they were set up for failure because of season one or whatever, but or the break in between one and two was so fucking long
People
that
said,
people lost interest, you know?
Yeah.
So there, yeah. But Potomac, I mean, I got it. Karen Huger is, if not my favorite, in my top three. I can't not watch because I gotta
Yeah.
see my girl read a bitch down in that confessional chair at all
Well,
times.
you let me know. I might watch the first episode. We'll see. We'll see. I don't
Yeah.
know. We're gonna it's real touch and go.
You
Miami's
know, it
filming,
can
they're
be
gonna
a
come
week
back.
of sort of decision. How about
Yeah.
that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Dr.
Miami's,
Nicole.
yeah, we'd say this. Dr. Nicole guys will not be back, unfortunately. That is the weirdest thing for me. It had to have been of her own volition, I think. I would
It
have to think.
is. I
Okay,
did
yeah,
get
she said it was
confirmation. She
okay,
left on her
cool.
own for sure.
She
Like,
cited that
yeah.
it was postpartum depression kind of getting to her, or anxiety. I don't, yeah, it
Yeah.
was one of those. And so she's going to take it a season off or whatever, just to kind of focus on her family, which is good. But
Yes.
to me, she was the show to me.
That's
Like,
what we
she
were
was the
saying.
only new girl that I liked. Like,
I
I was like,
remember we talked about when they rebooted and came back. We were like,
yeah,
Dr.
she's,
Nicole is the future of the show. And
yeah.
it is so mind-boggling to me that she's not going to be back. I understand why she's obviously, and she left on her own, but that is heartbreaking to me because she is such a good housewife.
I wonder if the casting or if the filming was held up because of her,
So,
like, 'cause she gave
from.
birth, and maybe I wonder if they were like, well, we're gonna kind of give her time. I wonder. They've never
Oh,
done that. Yeah, I doubt it, right? They're probably.
So I do know, yeah, like the pause in between wasn't related to any specific like with her or anything like that. I do know like she had actually signed
Okay.
to come back and then ultimately made the
Yeah.
decision not to.
What do you know anybody else
Which
that's gonna be? It looks like everybody else is pretty much back.
I believe everyone is. The one thing I'm unsure about if is Kiki gonna be full time or not.
I don't need it, unfortunately. I know a lot of people disagree with me on that. She works great as a friend of for me. I would love to see an actual star come on the show. There's a lot
Well,
of like celebrities that live in Miami, and it would be great to spend the budget to just get like a real actual someone who can like make them feel like shit.
right. Well, the
Someone who can be
one
like,
Paulina, what's her, Rubio
yeah,
was,
Rubio,
and she almost was on it at the beginning. I don't know where that, if that would ever re be revisited, but that and actually last season, what's his name? Oh my God.
Phil
He
Collins, why
did
or
Blurred Lines with
Oh, Robin Thicke's
Miley.
wife.
Yes, April Love
Yeah.
Geary
Yeah,
was, which is weird
she
because I think
was,
she lives here or so, or maybe they were moving there. I don't know, but they were
she had been
cast.
filming or she was casting in it. Yeah. Yeah.
And I was literally told that she was literally gonna be on it, and then all of a sudden, she wasn't. And I think I don't know if it was just a ploy to kind of get Nicole to sign her contract last season or not, because she was like late on signing that contract. But I'd be curious to see if they would revisit that, because that's another big name, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't need
Roni.
Adriana back. Sorry. I
Oh no, I
know.
don't either. I don't
Thank
either.
you. I feel like
I
I'm
don't
on
either.
this lone hill.
No, it's
Everybody
fine.
is like in love with this. I think she
It's
just,
too performative and
it's
like it's
so
crazy.
performative.
And
It's
it's just like
so
so
insane.
crazy. And like it makes me feel crazy after watching an episode of her. I'm like, I feel
Yes.
chaotic.
I'm like, girl, like, try and make it look natural if you're gonna like do any of this shit. And it's
Yeah.
just so obvious that you've
Trying to
lost
give
any
it.
sort of ability to be a housewife and
Yeah.
hide if you're gonna like do something as a performance, you know?
Yeah. It's a little too much.
Too much. But
Rouse's in New York, also trailer. So it's been a while since I've recorded an episode. So Rouse's of New York, they released their trailer. Didn't get that great of a fan, what, response, but hey, listen, it went platinum in this household.
I
You
mean, I'm
know me, I
excited for the
love.
season.
I'm watching that show, so I don't give a
Oh, for
fuck because it's New
sure.
York.
And I love these women.
I do
I
too.
felt it was a big miss on the trailer, though.
Yeah, the pigeon thing felt.
Weird.
Yeah,
Like
yeah.
I'm like, and they did it like they overdid the pigeon thing too. Like
Yeah,
the
they could have
end, the
maybe done it.
pigeon. And I'm like, we still don't know what is happening this season at all.
I have a feeling that they were trying to do kind of an updated version of every year when Roni used to have the music at the end. Like, remember they would have like the God, what is it? They would have the synth, like the symphonic
Oh,
music always, and it was a different one every
yeah.
season, and it would be.
Well, speaking of
Those were
that,
genius, by the way.
did
Those
you
were.
feel, yes, they were. Did you feel the begin, did you, did the beginning with Jessel being scared by the pigeon remind you of anything?
Ramona being scared by,
Yep. I was like, oh my gosh, this is literally taking an old like play from the book, but
She's lovable, Ramona.
I've said, that's exactly what I said, is she is like a non-problematic Ramona.
In the best way.
Yes, I fucking love Jessel Tank. Like, I cannot wait.
My main takeaways were Brynn earning her check, Uba earning her check. I think Uba's gonna be a real villain. I think that's perfect for her. She seems
She needs,
unlikable to
I
me.
needed more. I needed more from last season. I
Yeah,
know
and we're
she
gonna get
obviously was
more.
like, yeah, I guess so. I know she was gone with COVID or whatever for so long, but still, last season I felt like she tried like
Disjointed.
a last minute like save at the reunion, like to get all in.
One thing I'm questioning is why Rebecca Minkoff wasn't a main housewife. Just
So from
from
the
name recognition alone,
beginning,
and
yeah.
because she's, you know, and
I think from the beginning they were unsure that she was going to be able to be full time, and I don't know truly why. I
I think
think,
it's
oh, go ahead.
great. We're gonna have two lesbian housewives now. That's the first time.
Amazing. Yeah,
It's very New
I'm so
York.
excited for that. Yeah, no, I'm so excited for that. And Sai doesn't seem as unbearable in the 2 minutes
Want to
of
like Sai, but
trailer.
I want her to also lean into the villain role and be like a
I
likable
think she
villain in the
will.
in the vein of like a Tamra, but I don't, we'll see. I have high hopes for it. Either
I do
way,
too. I have
even if
high
it
hopes
does,
for
I'm
the
still gonna watch it.
season. My critique of the trailer has no, like, it's not reflective of what I think about what the season will be. I think the season's going to be awesome, honestly. And I need Scientology at some point this season. Like, we got to talk about it with Rebecca Minkoff. Like, I need to know, like, do you know, like, what her father, like, the story
Her
involved?
father's like donated like millions of dollars to the, he's like
Well,
basically a leader in the church.
but do you know what happened?
He's been
Like the
sued or something,
scandal?
hasn't he? Hasn't he been sued
So there
or
was a
I don't
woman
want to say if he's not
that
been. I just thought I read that, I think.
there was, this is all, I mean, I guess alleged, I'll say allegedly just in case, but I no, he was, there was a woman in Florida that was like needing medical help, and I think it was like psychiatric, and they're anti like psych. I could be wrong if it was like, but basically, he was the doctor that ended up, the Scientology doctor that came to see her, and she had died because they had like neglected her for like 18 days.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. If
You
you can
gonna
pull
have
it
us
up.
end up like Shannon
I
and Tamra.
know, right? Well, like there's in like I, it's not like it was his fault. Like he was the doctor that came, but they had like allegedly she had been in this hotel room for like 18 days and didn't get the
God.
help. And
Oh
he was the
God.
doctor that came.
Oh
So that's
God.
a whole, that's insane. So, oof.
Speaking of Shannon and Tamra, let's start on talking a little bit about Rouse's OC, which is fucking amazing. I'm sorry.
So good. So good.
It shows so back.
It's more than back. Like, we are living so good right
Potomac
now.
is now like an old OC,
Yes.
like the bad years,
I was gonna
and
say like a
OC is like a
season
new
12,
Potomac.
13. Yes. 1,000%.
First takeaways from new season is that really enjoying Alexis, or I'm sorry,
Oh, I was gonna say, I didn't think
I'm
you
not
liked
enjoying
her.
that. Sorry, that's terrible. Don't like Alexis. Two things going on the show right now, because I'm seeing a lot of fervor online about we need to defend Shannon and all this stuff. Two independent things going on. John and Alexis, deplorable, awful people. Shannon, terrible person.
Yes, thank you.
Both, all, everyone in this mix, bad people. I don't think that Shannon needs to be defended because of what's happening to her. She drove her fucking car into a house. Could have killed somebody. Apparently, allegedly, almost did kill somebody by running over, allegedly, John's daughter, which is caught on a Ring camera from a video that we haven't seen. Other thing going on, Tamra's catching a lot of heat online. People want her to be main villain number one. When I don't think that people are really taking into account that Tamaris had her own experiences with people that have been involved
Thank
in alcoholism
you.
and drug abuse from her, you know, in her realm, in her world. I mean, she was really good friends with Lori Peterson, and Lori Peterson's son passed away, I think it was earlier this year, from drug issues. So I think that people, when they, I think that Tamara's way
Also,
that
they're
she's dealing with
forgetting her
this, I would
experience with
not.
Shannon in
Exactly.
general.
It's very
Like,
triggering. So I think that.
everybody is forgetting that what this woman has had to deal with Shannon, and everyone's forgetting. Like, I was listening to a
Yeah.
podcast, and it was Nick Viall, and they're talking about he was talking about how he feels differently about everyone on the cast with the way Shannon's being treated, blah, blah, and no one's
Yeah.
sticking up for her in a way. And I'm like, you were forget like you're rewriting history to the point where Shannon alienates herself from everyone because she is not a good friend or a good person.
She's a terrible friend. I mean, this is the case
Horrific
with everybody.
friends.
Even the person that's standing beside her, Vicky, said the same thing about her. She said when she got kicked off the show, Tamron's like Shannon literally stopped calling her.
Yeah. And you know who else just came out of the woodwork saying the same thing? She did a whole interview. How disappointed she is Taylor Armstrong. She's like,
She did too.
she was like,
Calling
I
this
literally
woman
was on
and
the phone with her every day, multiple times a day, helping her get through all like post DUI stuff. And then all of a sudden, gone. Like, and she spoke up to Shannon about it when they ran into each other. And like, of course, Shannon like deflects, and she literally is only out for number one. And I don't understand why people want her to be defended so much, because Shannon's also the queen of, I will say something off camera, and then I'll, but if you bring it up, I'm gonna lie and say I didn't say it. Like, she's not truthful. I mean, allegedly there is actually an email of her saying a promissory note to Alexis or to John
Oh, really?
about, well,
Wow.
how she's lied saying I never signed a,
Allegedly.
yeah, allegedly,
Where did they,
allegedly.
where is this from? Is it reported somewhere?
No, I from a
Oh, so
cast
then it,
member. A cast member.
allegedly.
So
Allegedly.
yeah, that has a cast member that has seen said promissory note email.
Okay, got it, got it. Okay.
So I mean,
Well.
if that's the case, it's like, girl, you are lying in everybody's face right now. You know what? I hope someone comes to the reunion with that if that's true, you know?
If it's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I want to continue talking about Real Housewives of the OC because I want to talk about Emily, Gina versus Jen, Katie, Heather, the paparazzi, and then I want to talk all about the new episode of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. We watched it, and we are going to talk about it. Guys, go to patreon.com/theblist to subscribe to the bonus episodes. You can get this one and previous ones. Steven, do you want to tell people about the internet accounts? The internet account.
Yep.
Oh my God, I sound like a
The
carrier on the
internet.
Twitter.
You're
The
on the Twitter.
Twitter.
You're Mrs. Huger right now. You can find me on Faces by Bravo on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, all your favorite social platforms. Thanks.
Great. Guys, go to Patreon, like I talked about, and we will talk to you on the B side. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.